A very good afternoon to you and welcome to The Sunny Side. This is your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. It's a lovely afternoon, 20 minutes gone past 12 o'clock. We've come to the eighth day in the month of June. I am Gabriella, welcoming you once again to the show. We get a kickstart conversations today talking about independent women. I feel like playing that song, you know, independent woman. Oh my goodness. When we hear those words, sometimes we associate them with, you know, women who are doing well, who are killing it, and, you know, women who are the envy of other women and even some men as well. But we're going to be looking at it from a different angle. So a man came out a couple of days ago to actually share his own perspective to the idea behind being an independent woman. He was arguing to say that, you know, a woman who is too financially independent will not make a good submissive wife, and that's because he would feel useless. I'm gonna, you know, get into that story shortly. We'll have that conversation on this hour, and I really would like to know what you think about this. How much is too much money for a woman to have? And then would you say that being financially independent as a woman is a criteria or a yardstick to measure how submissive you will be as a wife? Welcome once again to The Sunny Side.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
A very good afternoon to you and welcome back to the show. The conversation begins here and now. On this first hour, we're talking about independent women. I'll tell you why this is a conversation. I'm going to go on Twitter. A young man went on Twitter, a young Nigerian man specifically, went on Twitter to say why he could not marry an independent woman, a financially independent woman. I quote, "I left a lady because she was too independent. She had it all. I contributed nothing. I felt useless in the relationship. I couldn't act like a man. I don't think I'll be able to control her. She won't be submissive to me, so I ended it. And mind you, she did nothing wrong." End of quote. Now, when I read that tweet, of course, my imaginative mind went spinning and I started to think about it. I've heard quite a number of men actually talk about the fact that when a woman has too much money or when she doesn't need a man financially, then she may not necessarily be submissive or be a submissive wife. And I began to wonder why that is, why that's a thought in the first place for men. There's a man in the studio, by the way. Is that true, Kizito? So when you're dating or you see this very lovely lady, you both, you know, have the spark, but she is financially independent. Is that a problem?
I think it depends on the individual.
Mm.
So for someone like me, it's not a problem because it should be balanced.
Right.
So a level, it should be balanced. Mm. So I don't think it's a problem, but some individuals find it, they see it like a threat.
Yeah.
And there's always this saying about like ladies, women not being submissive when they have money.
Yeah,
they have money. So
if she can buy herself the car, she can buy herself her clothing, she doesn't need you for anything financially, then she may not submit to you.
That's what it's like.
Right.
Well, I feel it's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Having my money and she also
her
own money. So it's not,
I guess where the problem comes in is when she has more money than the guy. So in a situation where she has the money and then the guy doesn't even have the money at all.
So I get that, but at that point it shouldn't be a problem. So like I feel when there's an understanding between both parties.
Mm-hmm.
But the major fact should come from the ladies. Most ladies are not submissive in any way.
Wow, wow,
but,
wow.
But you don't have to. You actually don't have to be submissive to anybody, but you just, respect is everything for me. So if you respect your man, I feel every other thing can
just fall into, yeah, place. Fall into place. I totally agree with you. I mean, I'd like to hear from you men as well. Your representative in the studio has spoken well. I would like for the ladies to actually call. I wouldn't want to, you know, impose my own opinion on you. But if you're a lady and you're listening right now, when you have, let's assume you have money, right? You can afford anything you think of. You can afford anything. I mean, anything. You can afford to go on that trip. You can afford to buy yourself 1,000 bags, 1,000 shoes, whatever it is that you fancy. You can live a very comfortable life independent of that man. Does it mean that you have no reason to submit to the man? I'd like to hear from you. The phone lines will be open shortly, but hit me up on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. That is 0809-030-6416. I'm sitting here actually thinking about it. I know that I mean, I have friends, I've had my own experiences. I don't know. Maybe like Kizito said, right? Maybe it varies from individual to individual. But I'm thinking a relationship, submission, love, respect, aren't those factors of other things apart from money? Or would we then agree and say, oh, money actually is the major factor when it comes to relationships? Because if a woman has all the money, then she throws respect out the window for you, or submission out the window. But if she doesn't, if you have more money than her, then there is a reason to respect you. Going back to this guy's tweet that actually stirred this conversation in the first place. I mean, one of the things that he said that struck me was the fact that he said he felt useless. So, again, trying to understand the, you know, the makeup of a man. A man is originally, you know, he wants to provide. He's a provider. He's naturally a provider, a protector. He wants to feel like, yes, I'm in control. I am making things happen. I'm there for my woman and all that. So when she can actually afford financially to do anything that she wants, then you may want to begin to understand where the guy is coming from. So even as I'm trying to strike the balance and say, yes, I don't understand where he's coming from, I'm still asking, is money everything? So if she can afford to buy herself the car, the hair, can she afford to be there for herself when she's facing the downtime? Or when she needs that expert advice, when she needs that extra care or extra loving? What really do you think? The phone lines are open, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. I've got Chima calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Chima.
Good afternoon, Gaza.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
You see, what I should want us to actually be looking at is the individual, not even about the gender. Because there are guys who are stupendously rich and they are arrogant. There are guys who are rich and they are humble. Vice versa. A woman could have her money, and in their house, a man doesn't have shishi, and nobody would even know that the woman is the backbone of the family, you understand? So it's about individuals. So one shouldn't be like you're running away from a woman because she's financially stable. What if God has, okay, let me leave God here, or maybe nature has planted it that way that both of you need to be together because she has money and you run away from her. And you run to somebody there, you have your own money, and tomorrow you submit business and the whatever you are asking for, you don't get it. So one shouldn't sacrifice your happiness just because of resources. If this person is for you, even if she lies, let her be the most richest person in the world. She will still, and when we talk about control, what is even control? There shouldn't be control in a relationship. Where there is mutual understanding and respect and love, there is no need for control. Even by me looking at the woman alone, she knows what you want, you said, without even you communicating. And you see that there is a synergy, both of you working together. So it's not about woman or man. If you have money and you're arrogant, you're arrogant. If you have money, you're humble, you're humble. Same way, if you're poor, you're arrogant, you're arrogant. If you're poor and you're humble, you're humble. So we should be looking at the individual, not even about the gender. Thank you.
All right, Chima, thank you very much for your thoughts. I've got Gabriel calling from Woji. Good afternoon, Gabriel. You're welcome.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Very well. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you for the topic you just raised. And I'm happy everybody is speaking for himself. Like we said, everyone is entitled to his opinion.
Mm.
I understand when you say the man say he feel useless. And the first caller just the arrogant men who are rich and they're, you know, down to earth guys who are also rich. Everybody is speaking for himself. For me, I wouldn't marry a woman that is richer than me.
Why?
It's just like you earlier said.
Are you there? Oh my, what happened, Gabriel? Please call back, Gabriel. I want to know your why you wouldn't. Mrs. Iron is calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Mrs. Iron.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
The whole issue, it narrows down to the perception people have about relationships and money. And the more people get into a relationship and get out of it, the more their mindset about relationship is being damaged. And our self-esteem is being narrowed down to disgrace and shame. Let me be honest to you. From the beginning of creation, God created the woman to be richer than the man. God positioned more opportunity for the female more than the male. In every city you go, women ride on the best cars. They live on the best houses. They live on luxury. From the beginning of creation, share the life of a boy and the life of a female. How much is that effort? The average hairdo of a guy is no more than one size. But the average hairdo of a woman, if you don't own 5,000 to 10,000, you've not started. What do you think correlated that? So men go into relationships saying that a woman has money. They have the wrong perception. And most women go into relationships because they have money. Most of them go there for wrong perception. Oh, I dated somebody 2018 and took my money. I dated another guy 2014. He took my money. He told me this, he told me that. Now I'm getting married to another person. I hope my husband will not take away my money. Wrong perception. And some guys, because of their poor background, they are looking for women that have money, which is unfortunate. Listening to Didi's program at the late night show, which is Sharp Station, the lady was complaining. She took this guy for outing. She paid the whole bill. The next thing, the guy called her. Sorry, I cannot date you because you will not respect me. And most of our women in this part of the world, they are not properly cultured. So they are not trained. And until we get to that point, to the point to understand the value of knowing that relationship is about building. Relationship is different from money. Relationship is different from everything around us. That is when we can get it right.
All right.
I was better than lady. I'm getting to a point, she came to my office to visit. Somebody made a comment and he spoke of her in a negative mood. As a people, we should remove poverty from our mindset. Remove illiteracy from our mindset when you are dating somebody. Look for that love. Look for that respect. Look for that volunteer service. It's even a sign of glory according to Proverbs chapter 31. For a man.
Mrs. Iron, we have to wrap it up and move on.
May God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling and for sharing your thoughts. Now, I totally understand where everyone is coming from. And I think I would even agree with, you know, what some of you have said, you know, saying it depends on the person. But here's the thing. Nobody, again, I know, like, for example, the guy who tweeted this, people actually sit down and say, and just like Gabriel, who called earlier, I'm hoping you can call back to tell me your why, saying, I can't marry a lady who is financially independent, who has money. I can't marry a woman who has more money than I do. But there are some men who don't even set out that way. Like Kizito, my colleague, just said a while ago. Some men actually say, I don't care. I don't mind. I mean, if she has a money, it's fine. I have my own money. You know, as long as there is understanding, we're good. But what happens when a couple of years down the line, after you have gotten married, everything seems well and rosy, she has her money, you have your money, you both are happy and great. And then a few years down the line, maybe you have a little bit of challenge with your business. And then you know, the money isn't coming in as much for you anymore. But your wife obviously is, you know, still doing well with her business. Would you still feel that way? Or would you begin to feel like, oh, now my wife has more money than I do. Are you sure she will not now begin to see me in a certain way? I'm asking this because it's actually some people's reality. Because again, like the experts would say, even you as an individual, you don't know yourself completely. You don't know how you would act or behave or think when you are in a certain situation until you find yourself in that situation. So you might say, oh, I don't care. I don't mind. She can have her money. You know, there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't define, you know, anything. As long as we both have an understanding, I love her, she respects me, we're good to go. What happens when a few years down the line, your money stops coming in and she still has her money? Would it still not be a problem? I've got Gideon calling from Rumokuta. Good afternoon, Gideon. You're welcome. Hello, Gideon. Oh, dear. Please do all to call back, Gideon. I'd like to talk to you. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, I'm Etel calling from Ogbogoro.
All right, go ahead.
Everything boils down to self-worth. Most men have not been able to do self-worth to themselves. That's why when they see a lady that is doing well or is well-to-do or richer than them, you feel the lady will not respect them. So if you're able to have your self-value and self-worth, you should be able to know who the lady is and who you are to the lady. Because partnership relationships have to be complementary. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Because most men will think because the woman is rich, she want to have what? In a relationship, we don't need control. Rather, we need to complement ourselves.
Right.
Don't you think so? It's complimentary, not being controlled.
And I'm glad you actually mentioned that. Thank you very much for calling, because that's also another red flag for me. You know, why you think you have to control your partner or control your woman. Maybe that's a strong word. Maybe that's not specifically what he meant. You know, like, you know, having total control, but I don't know. Again, it depends on your own thinking, your kind of person, you know, and the personality of who you're with. But should you actually control your partner? Should you be able to say, oh, I'm in charge, you know, whatever I say stands? I really don't know. That just doesn't sit right with me. I think Gabriel is calling back. If that's you, Gabriel, thank you for calling back. You're welcome.
Yeah, this is Gabriel. Afternoon.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, let me quickly summarize. You know, I told you, for me, I wouldn't want to marry a woman who is richer than me. You know, the difference between you understand? What works for me is different from what works for another person. Mm. You understand? Now, me not getting married to a woman who is richer than me has nothing to do with me trying to control her or whatever.
Okay.
But like you earlier said, a man wants to be, you know, the provider. You want to be there to defend her, you understand? Mm. So I just want to, it gives me joy to provide for her. I only say, God, please give me enough resources and whatever it is take me to take care of her and to provide for her. You understand? It's not like it's a crime right. If she's wealthy or she's richer. You understand? So, like I said, what works for me may not work for you. And what works for you may not work for me. Because if we are here to define what relationship is all about, we're going to have a different definition. You understand?
All right, Gabriel. Thank you for calling back and for wrapping that up real quick. Gideon is calling back from Rumokuta. Good afternoon, Gideon.
Hello, good afternoon, Gabriela.
You're welcome, Gideon. Make it quick.
Okay, in my opinion, it's not really about the money she has, but it's about the attitude and the perception that money must have given to her previously. If it gives her an attitude and a behavior that I cannot tolerate and cope with, she won't even make it to be my friend in the first place. Talk about being a potential wife. That's what I have to say.
Gideon. Now, wow. Emmanuel. Oh, dear. Lost Emmanuel's call. please do all to call back. We have quite a ton of messages on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number, once again, is 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. On Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Do all to, hit the follow button if you're not following us yet, so you can, stay up to date with all our conversations on radio and all the shows that you enjoy to listen to. On WhatsApp, Ogochukwu from Port Harcourt says, I understand the guy. He is one of the few alpha males who believe that it's the duty of a man to provide and be more financially stable in a relationship. I have spoken to guys who say that it's over their dead body that a woman should feed him, as this can bring insult. In my opinion, the woman's independence should not affect how she respects her man. It's mutual understanding and humility on the part of the woman. I come from a family where the men believe and respect women who are financially stable and will go through all lengths to support their women, even if they are more financially stable. They will even be the ones to brag about the success of their women. All I can say that it's the individual's disposition and not influenced by whether one is more financially stable than the other. Thank you very much, Ogochukwu, for your thoughts. And Sarkant says, Gabby, it's difficult to find a submissive, independent woman. Being submissive means being submissive, even when you can or have the capacity not to be. Only body language can kill the man. Hey, wahala. Sarkant, wait, when they talk about submission, that word submission, what does it mean? In fact, there's no need to go too far. Let's look up the word submission, because it's beginning to look to me like, from what y'all are saying, it's beginning to look to me like submission means not having money as a woman and allowing the man to buy everything for you and do everything for you. I don't know. So let's look up the word submission. What does submission mean? All right. So I'm going to be reading the meaning from Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It says submission means the act of putting forward something, the condition of being humble or obedient. The condition of being humble or obedient. An act of submitting to the authority or control of another. That's the meaning of submission in this context. In this context. In this context. So nowhere in this definition does it state not having money or not having more money than the man. So why do we associate submission or submissiveness with being financially independent? So why do we do that? I really want to understand. Because what Sir Ken is saying, as well as some of the other men who have called in as well, is saying, oh, you can't be submissive. You, it's difficult to find a submissive woman that is financially independent. And I really am tempted to argue that, but I choose not to. I really am tempted to argue that. Because I don't agree with that thought. I don't agree with that school of thought. I totally disagree. Anyway, let's move on. We're pressed for time. I've got Emmanuel back on the line from Origwe. Good afternoon. Oh dear, what is going on, Emmanuel? I think Major is also calling from Iwofe. Good afternoon, Major.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome, Major. Go ahead. The line is breaking, Major. Can you speak up a little bit louder? Oh my. I'm so sorry, Major. You're going to have to call me back. I apologize. All right, so the voice of reason just walked in the studio, and I think he has a thing or two to say. Hello, Ashley, how are you?
Hey, Gabby, I'm well.
The big question I'm asking, does a woman being financially independent determine how submissive she becomes as a wife?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay.
So I feel the problem for men is how they see themselves.
Ah.
So the man's worldview would impact on how he sees his wife being wealthy.
Mm.
Right? So if he has a good, image of himself, it's easy to handle.
Mm.
But if he feels that what he has is going to impact on how he sees himself or the leadership he can provide in the home,
mm-hmm.
then it becomes a challenge. So the first thing for a man is, how do you see yourself?
Mm.
Regardless of how much you have in your account.
So sorry to cut you in there, but are you trying to now say that we have more men who do not see themselves in good lights? Because, I mean, we have more men who actually think this way, say, oh, I don't want to be with a woman who has more money than I do. So are you saying that's a reflection of low self or poor self-image?
I'd like to think it's a conditioning of society.
Right.
Right? Because we've been made to believe that the narrative generally is, as a man, you have to have more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in just having conversation with a lady, she's looking at you like, how far, how much do you have,
mm-hmm.
you know? So that conditioning has really impacted on us and has been impacted on us, rather, and heavily conditioned how we see the exchange. Mm. So now, in a relationship, when you're dealing with someone who's probably more wealthier than you are, is a challenge for most men. But if you have a good worldview of yourself, like I said previously, it's not really a challenge. Mm. Because there's no place in the good book that says that a woman should not be richer than a man.
Now, another question I would like to ask, because again, it's a thought for many men who have been, you know, calling and sending in messages. Submission and being financially independent, do they go hand in hand? Because, for example, the last message I read from Saken, he says, it's difficult to find a submissive, independent woman. So would you say Gabriela having 20,000 naira, and then because my man doesn't even have 5,000, he has just the 4,019 naira, I will not submit to him because I have 20,000 naira. Is that how it works?
See, Gabby, it's almost uncomfortable when men are bickering over submission. Submission in a relationship should be a mutual experience.
Hmm.
So a man doesn't come in a relationship demanding. It shouldn't even be a conversation.
Hmm.
That you come in a relationship and you're demanding that the woman should submit to you and stuff like that. It should be a mutual experience. We should both submit to each other. And it has nothing to do with your economy.
Hmm.
It has nothing to do with your bank balance.
Right.
It's just a mutual experience that both of you should share.
Yeah, you're called the voice of reason for a reason.
Yeah,
huh? Really. Thank you, Ashley, for your thoughts. We'll just wrap up with a few more comments on WhatsApp. Quite a number of them here. Wow. I hope I can, you know, go through them all the time that we have. Esther Etim says, a lot of Nigerian men believe that their worth is measured by their finances. That's why they panic at the prospect of a woman who makes more or doesn't need his money. When my husband was courting me, I refused to take a dime from him. He assumed I was trying to frustrate his life, but I told him, I need you and I to see clearly what value you bring to a relationship apart from money. And for you to see... Esther... Where was I now? Yeah, she has a way of just... Okay, here I am. And for you to see clarity, if I can respect you regardless of what I think you have in your account, I've never been that woman who needs a man's money to rescue her, so I've never understood why I should play smaller to make any man feel bigger. If I need a man for only money, he's on very shaky ground. Wow. Money doesn't change a person. It just gives you choices and exposes and magnifies who they already are. I'm very strong-willed, but because my husband knows he's married to an adult, not to an animal he has to control to feel more like a man, I truly honor him in a way that none of my exes could have dreamed possible. Thank you, Esther, for sharing that with me. And another woman, NK, says, Chima said a lot, but I must add that our society has given our men a lot of ideas, and even our women too. We need to change our perception on what a man is and what a woman is. Absolutely. Omar sends this in from Port Harcourt. He says, it's only a man who doesn't know what to do when his woman has more money than him or is completely independent that will feel inferior, looks less useful, and opt out of his relationship. Why not humbly ask her to show you the way? Then you make the money together while you advise her on where and how to invest her money so you both can grow together. Must a woman be subdued, controlled, and forced to be submissive before a relationship can work out perfectly well? When you treat your woman right, no matter how much she's worth, I bet you submission will come naturally. Some men need reorientation and a mind shift. Obed says, good afternoon. Concerning this topic, I'm going to take the few messages left right after this break. I'll come back for that. Don't go away. It's still The Sunny Side.
For more talk, news and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
It's gotta be good air, it's gotta be wholesome. Chilling, tasty, while sharing nourishment to my body. My whole land, yogurt, flourishing goodness for every moment. Making my day delightful, oh, my whole land, yogurt. My whole land, yogurt.
Hollandia yogurt. Wholesome nourishment from your favorite brand.
My name is Dagogo Green. I'm a native of Greens Iwoma Town in Bonny local government area of River State. I want to encourage all well-meaning sons and daughters of River State to please get your PVC. 2023 is by the corner, and there is every need for us to vote in a responsible and responsive government at all levels. We must all collectively build the nation of our dream. Go get your PVC now. This message is from Dagogo Green.
This is Nigeria's number one talk, news, and sports radio station. Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. We are back.
All right, we have just 3 minutes on the clock, so let's make it quick and wrap the conversation up. So I was taking messages on WhatsApp, and I was taking the message from St. Obed, who says, concerning this topic, I view it from two perspectives. One, there is this fulfillment that comes when a man provides for his woman. Providing for the family fuels a man's ego. Two, I think most women submit to a man because of his role as a provider. When a woman has reached, submission is a problem. You cannot separate submission from a man because submission is key to a man. Thank you for your thoughts. And I think I'll just wrap up with this. I agree with everybody. Everybody, I agree with you. Anything you said, I agree with you. Ashley Kizito, thank you also for sharing your input with me. And from everything we have talked about today, there's certain things, certain points I'd like to just, you know, remind us of. At the end of the day, submission is submission. Respect is respect. Love is love. Like someone said, I think it was Esther Etim who said, when you treat a woman right, you don't even have to ask. You don't have to fight. You don't have to shout. You don't have to do nothing. Submission comes naturally. And it has nothing to do with how much money she has in her account. It has absolutely nothing. And just like Ashley said when it was here, at the end of the day, we have conditioned, society has conditioned not just the men, but even the women in a very flawed way. And that's why we begin to see issues like this. Oh, how much does he have? Otherwise, money should not be a determining factor whether or not you submit to your man. Because there are so many more values that a relationship brings to the table apart from money. When you get married, money will not train your children. Money will not teach your children to be polite. Money will not teach your children to be obedient. Money will not teach your children to behave well, to be well-mannered, to be responsible. You as the adult, as the parent, will teach them. And that those are the kind of values that we talk about. You know, marriage takes more than money to work. So if, as a man, you understand, appreciate, and value yourself, you would look beyond how much money she has. You would stop feeling, you know, maybe insecure or uncomfortable or feeling like the guy who tweeted, feeling useless, because there is so much more a man should bring to the table apart from paying the bills. You're supposed to be her cover, her shelter, her sukkah, her leader, her teacher. You're supposed to be that ear of wisdom, of instruction, not just about the money you're giving her to go change her hair. That's shallow. And for the women as well, I think we also need to unlearn certain things that society has taught us, saying, oh, if a man doesn't have money, I can't be with him. At the end of the day, what values does that man bring to the table? Would you be proud if that man is the father of your children? What is it going to teach your children at the end of the day? If we can all just reshape our values, marriage, relationships, submission, respect, love, all of these things will come easy, regardless of how much money is in anybody's account. On that note, I rest my thoughts. Thank you for joining me on The Conversation. I am Gabriella.